Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Fuck It Up. So we will be doing a little something different today than usual. I do have a special guest, but she's not from RuPaul's Drag Race. She will be my co-host for this part of the podcast, we'll say, and it will be reviewing All Stars 5. So I want to introduce you to my best Judy and my fellow RuPaul's Drag Race enthusiast, Miss Jordana McMurray.
Hello!
Hi, are you?
Oh my goodness, it's a pleasure's all mine. Actually, pleasure's all yours. But yeah, honestly, I'm so delighted to be here with you.
So how is lockdown treating you? Are you going insane as I am?
Okay, so I honestly think the walls aren't white anymore. I've actually like went off the colour white and I think they've went beige. Because honestly, like, life is beige at the minute. So, yeah, lockdown is okay, I suppose. Yeah, it's more mummy drama now for me than anything. It's not about me, myself, and I anymore. Yeah, that keeps me well on my toes, like releve every day. You know?
So, as I said, we are here to talk about All Stars 5. They did release the Meet the Queens and the entrance looks, so that's what we're here to talk about today.
Very, very super exciting. And may I just add, the theme tune actually had me already sashaying out in the street, even though I probably wasn't allowed to do it, but I was making a good attempt for the front door, then realised, oh yeah, Corona.
Lockdown. Initial reaction to the cast, what do you think?
Whenever I saw the full lineup, I actually kind of was a wee bit, it was a real mixed variety. It was like, do you know, like a dolly mixture, honestly, but everyone's a tasty treat, I think. Yeah, in their own way. There was some I was like, and then some of us like, okay, yes, now we're at something here. So I don't really know about you and if you're more 50-50 with everybody or it's kind of more you're drawn towards one person in particular.
I'm definitely drawn towards one person because I've been a fan of Jujubee for so long from season two. She was the one I wanted to win originally in season two.
Yeah.
So
yep.
For me, seeing her again, it's great. But it's also great seeing some of the queens from older seasons that we haven't seen in a while, like Mariah and India. First up is Shea Coulee. What did you think of her entrance?
Well, we are certainly starting off the race bold and beautiful.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Glammy. I actually called her Glammy Pammy. I actually wrote that in my notes, Glammy Pammy. Glam Pam's your mom. Yeah, honestly, she was like an optical fantasy of the 80s. I was like, bring that retro realness. Let me have a full-on portion of you. Like, see Shea Coulee, every time I even like say her name, I just want to like suck her up. I love the way she came in. It was almost like as though she was ready for her departure with the crown at the end. like she was going somewhere and we all knew where her head was at with the finish line. She's always been a real, real favourite of mine. Even like whenever I think back to the series that she was in, like she's all I think about. It's almost like borderline obsession.
Well, that's why everyone said that she should have won season 9, because if it wasn't the format that they changed it to for the lip sync for your crown, she had the most challenge wins. Yeah. She had 4 challenge wins. And usually that would give you the crown. Essentially, you've done the best in the competition and you win.
She should have just made her own one and just like wore it.
She walked in with that hat box like she was going to take the crown home with it.
Yes.
She was ready.
Put it in there. Thank you, kindly.
Her outfit was 50s style inspired resort wear with the print. So
it was definitely like stitched with an inch of its life with real design aesthetic. Like I think I don't know, like every time that she puts something on, like she brands it almost. Yeah. It's almost like as though she attaches her name to what she wears,
Yeah.
That's what I love about every single outfit.
It fit her perfectly. What did you think of her entrance line?
I'm black.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think her entrance line, they must have to really think of something that's like better than the next, you know, because it sticks with you, doesn't it? It's like a sticky note right in front of your mind for the rest, you know, for the rest of the season. Like it's something that you're always going to remember. I think it really packed a good punch.
It's a great entrance line. Obviously, she came with a statement and she made that statement. like kind of early out of the gate, I think she has a great chance. Obviously, being such a strong competitor on season 9, she's coming in with very, very high expectations of her.
Absolutely. She's just a well-rounded gal.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Underline it. Exclamation mark.
She can act. She can rap. She can dance. So it's like all the things that you need.
Whenever I want to grow up, I want to be Black China.
So, second queen to walk into the workroom was Miss Cracker. What did you think? First impressions of Miss Cracker coming into All Stars 5.
Pure quirk.
Oh, yeah.
With crackers, they obviously leave you with a taste of wanting more. I think that that line was quite, it actually was quite humorous. It actually gave me a few belly crinkles, to be honest.
I am a big fan of Miss Cracker myself. You just seem to be a block for her in season 10. Like she says, she was her own self-saboteur in a way. I loved the entrance. I loved the entrance line. I just didn't like the outfit. She's a teeny tiny person. She looks like she's about 2'5", and that dress swallowed her whole.
Maybe it did.
The hair is so big and the dress is so poofy.
Yeah. I totally get it. She is a kind of a Moorish queen anyway. You know, mm-hmm. I remember her look from her initial season.
Yeah.
Than the one that you've literally just described to me there now. Like, I love the fact that she actually had, it was like a Ritz Bits.
Yes.
On her head.
The pompadour.
Yes. Like, I thought that was so ingenious. Give me more of that. You know, but you're right in saying, like, the whole Pufferama, it was a wee bit of a...
It was a boot.
It kind of went off like a fart in space suit.
Yeah, it wasn't my favourite. Third into the workroom was Alexis Mateo from season 3 and All Stars 1. So she was top 3 in season 3 and top 6, I think, in All Stars 1. So what did we make of her entrance?
Do you really want to know? Oh,
go for goodness. It. Hit me with it.
Oh, goodness. I'm in a fast car on my way to hell. Right, so pen to paper. And unfortunately, it took over. The pen really just had its own way with me. I said, wrong leak. The NFL stadium is that way. Even though she looks like an All Black, I'm glad she's All Black with a bam. You go ahead. So I've got nothing else to say.
Well, I'll give her that. That her face is beat very, very well. She's always been great at makeup. Outfit was meh. It was all right. It was a Puerto Rican flag. It was a bodysuit.
Look, I think she's lovely. Don't know the girl personally, but I was actually really chuffed to see her.
Yeah.
It actually like made my heart warm to see her, come through those doors.
But the best thing I think about her entrance was the bam montage. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah,
of course.
Them small clips. That's what everyone remembers Alexis Mateo for, is bam. And sickening, no?
Sickening, no. Yes. Yes, even though yes, but you know what I mean? Yes, I totally get you. I get you.
She's done well in the past, and she's obviously birthed Miss Vanjie to the world.
Oh my goodness, so that's a daughter I'd be proud of.
Yeah, I have to give her props for that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Vanjie here.
Fourth into the workroom was Blur St. Clair. And I want to say, as soon as she walked in, my jaw hit the floor. Like, the difference.
No, I was like, if she's ever looking for a BFF and sends out the invite, my hand will be up and I will literally let my arm go numb. I said, obviously, whenever I was ram-stamming with this pen of mine, I was like, the fresh flare, the supermodel stare, all the older queenies better beware of Blair St. Clair.
You're going full haiku with this stuff.
Yes.
You're writing poems.
Yes, honestly. Do you want to know something? I think I could be the next narrator for Four in a Bed and Come Down with Me. If Dave Lamb retires, then we all know who he's going to look to for his step in. Also, her outfit choice was zesty, but so was her newfound attitude. Girl, get it. Is what
I mean. Like, when you look back at her entrance for season 10, and look at her entrance now, it's like a different person. Like, literally.
Yes.
In her original entrance, she looked like a standard theatre kid. She comes in, she was very prim and proper. But now she's sexy. She's like, the dress is far better. The fashion's far better. Her makeup is far better. Her wig is far better.
I feel almost like as though that she's she's evolved, like literally evolved, like evolved in her, in like in pure essence. Like she gave me almost like a new lease of life. There's no need for a ventilator when Blair's in the room.
I think her fashion sense is like more, a lot more modern. Like when you look at her original outfits, they're very 50s like inspired.
The TV thing from the drama room.
Exactly.
Down the hall like in high school.
She's taken the costumes from Oklahoma and went, I'll take them to Drag Race.
I do, Annie. No, I don't.
And she also makes wigs now. So she has her own wig store. And her wigs are incredible. Like, unbelievable. I have high hopes for Blair Sinclair. Obviously, she brought out an album. She's a great singer.
Yeah.
She seems like she has a lot more confidence now than she did beforehand. So she'll definitely hopefully be one to watch. I hope she is one to watch. I hope she goes far in the competition and does pretty well, because I don't think she got a fair shot at it.
No, I think her time was cut short.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see enough of her, I think.
No, we really, really didn't. Obviously, the thing I remember most was her horrific, you know, spiel in the workroom about what happened to her. And then remember then, obviously, then she broke down
on the main stage.
And I just felt so, do you know, even though I didn't have my mother title back then, even now, even thinking about it, like, honestly, I feel like as though I just want to put my arms around her wherever she is right now. It's kind of very, like, I don't know, it was just really, really hard to hear, wasn't it? And it made you, like, love her that little bit extra. And now, because she has came back, I really, really want her to exceed, and I think that she will. I really, really think she will. I have this, like, real kind of, like, you know, oops, behind her.
Yeah, definitely. All I'm going to say before we move on is she still looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Oh my goodness, I know. Like I know.
What is she going to look like when she's 50? She needs to, like, capture her youth and sell it. Next into the workroom was Mariah Balenciaga, a.k.a. Mariah Paris, a.k.a. Mariah Successful. What did we think of Miss Mariah?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Stop me in my tracks. But did she... Her opening line when she came in, didn't she say something to do with like a 10?
In a room full of 10, I'm always grand prize.
So when she says in a room full of 10s, I am grand prize. And I was like, right. I would have said in a room full of 10s, I'm an 11. Do you know what I mean? But maybe that's just because we're a bit more blunt because of where we're from. But I don't know. I just thought to myself, maybe she could have just done a bit of a more, come on, Nelly Welly, let's, like, you know, grand prize. I was like, oh, she up for auction? I was like, right.
Do you think it was just a bit lackluster of a line?
Yes.
So she did look, in my opinion, like she was scheduled to fight some crime after the show.
Yeah, it was actually kind of nice to see a bit of, I don't know, like, cookiness come through the door. Do you know,
yeah, it wasn't just a dress.
Yeah, like I just didn't expect it whatsoever at all.
Like, she looks great, the hair, the makeup.
Yeah, really did, to be fair. Yeah, perfect. She really, really did.
I'm hoping that she makes it to Snatch Game this season so she can redeem her awful Joan Crawford.
Oh my goodness, I literally thought that maybe she like paid some kid out the back, like I don't know, like $5, like to do her face, something like okay.
It was them big, like, dark contour. Oh, it was terrible.
No, I don't really know. I don't know what she was sipping, popping, sniffing, but whatever she was doing, it wasn't, you know.
After Mariah, we had India Farah. And she came in with her hood up or whatever it was to reveal her back, to then turn around and show who she was. She had the old school on the back of her outfit, which was pretty cool. I like the shout out for the old school queens.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like everyone was happy to see her.
Well, okay. She's just not really like Peachy King to me. I felt like every single performance that she done, I just don't know. I will never, ever, ever seem to be able to get over Mimi the monstrosity lifting her. Like, that's the only thing I remember her by. And I don't want that to be the case. I don't want that to be how I know her, or, but I just don't really know what else she has to offer. Fart in the wind, as far as I'm concerned.
I know, like, I follow India Farah on social media, I have done since the show, and she's an amazing costume designer. Like, she makes all her own stuff by hand, and she makes a lot of stuff for other queens. So if we have any expectations for good outfits, we have them for her.
Yeah.
Like, her entrance outfit looked amazing, and it was so well made. You could not tell. Definitely. Like, there was no thread out of place and no nothing. It fitted her perfectly. But
do you think that she's kind of like the hidden assassin?
I hope so. I really do hope she proves us all wrong and smashes it straight out of the gate. But the other skeptical part of me is going, is she...
I should just still is a wee bit just on the unsure. Yeah, I don't want to like bracket her into being like, I don't know, next. Chucking away.
She looked really good. Her makeup, again, as always, was great. At least she came into the workroom and no one was wearing the same wig as her this time, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
We didn't have another one of them moments.
Next one is, yay, is the true iconic veteran to this show.
It is. And that is Miss Jujubee. Yes. My favorite queen, probably of all time, aside from Alaska. Alaska and Jujubee are probably my two favorites ever to be on the show. And you have to think, Jujubee was the first original winner of the reading challenge.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, the grill.
Is your barbecue cancelled? Because your grill is fucked up.
Yes.
Jujubee is from season 2 and All Stars 1. Both seasons she was top 3. So she just missed the crown twice.
Ooh.
What did we make of her entrance outfit?
I like the way it was just really simplistic. And I know that obviously that's probably like me being a real hypocrite, because a hypocrite makes me sound quite male. So hypocrite. I think I just like the way that she didn't need the whole like va-va-voom like of what she had on her. I quite like the shortness of the wig. I like the way it was black and it was fitted, and I just kind of felt she didn't really need a whole big lavish outfit on, because as soon as she walked in, you knew exactly who she was.
It's like she said in her interview, she in All Stars 1 she walked in and said, looked at everyone and says, I look like I work in the mall. So she says this outfit is a continuation of that story, that she has made enough money working at the makeup counter that she has bought the mall. So she is the owner of the mall, and she's on her way to fire someone.
She's on her way to fire. Literally line them up. You. Who are you? You.
Her quote from season 1 still sticks to me to this day. Like, it's probably my favorite line in the show when she says, I love long walks on the beach, big dicks and fried chicken.
Yeah.
That is an iconic line.
Say it how it is.
That is my life motto from now.
Life motto? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a funny bitch, so I have a lot of expectations for her.
Yes, she is.
I'm just wondering.
Was she not like one of the assistants then on the Re-Academy?
Yes, the Drag You.
Drag You. Do you want to know something? I really like that show.
Yeah.
Like,
it was brilliant.
Why pull the plug? Because there's a lot of disappointed faces out here. Like, I don't really understand why they done that.
I'm wondering what she's going to do for the talent show. Obviously, All Stars always opens with the talent show for the first episode. So I'm wondering what she's going to put out of the bag. Is she going to do some comedy? Stand-up comedy routine from season 2 where she played her granny.
Yeah.
And she pulled the boobs down and stuff. That was brilliant.
Oh my goodness. Sweet chariots, yes. That'll be something to be psyched up for. I'm looking forward to it too. Why do we have to wait so damn long?
I know, it's still like a month away. This one, I can't. In walks Derek Barry. She comes in a Britney Spears style suit, then rips it off to the worst outfit has ever walked into All Stars I've ever seen in my entire life. It is ugly.
It says Elliot's here on your receipt.
What the hell? Like, this is All Stars and you walk in. First off, you walk in a tearaway that doesn't fit. We'll give you that. You tear it away and throw it away, which you should have done before you walked into the room. But then to reveal, a nude illusion
of
bra and trousers. Like, what the
I know. Honestly, Kyle, I am not going to lie to you, and my nose shall not hit this screen. I was like, should have done a 580 degree spin. Went straight back out where she came from. Because she gave us a wee bit of Jackson feet. Woo! Where she went round there. And literally, what on earth was that? The footwear.
Where's the heel?
I said, who let her in with those? Was there a clearance on in Clark's? Brogy Berry B is what I call her. Brogy Berry B.
I can't fathom it. And I'm just thinking, like, obviously there's music over her entrance, but there's no music in that room when she's entering. So how awkward would that be to watch her do her wee number and go, woo, in the air with no music? Can you imagine standing watching that from the side being like, what is she doing?
How many times on repeat did you hear the judging panel say to her, stop relying on your impersonation. Leave it where it needs to be left. Vegas, it will stay safe there for you. You can come back to that, no problem. But why are we not seeing the real deal?
She even said herself she wants to show the world something else other than Britney. And you come in as Britney and you're wearing a Britney hoodie in your confessional. Where is Derek? I want to see Derek.
I know. Is she like leaving that on the tip of our tongue? Like, does she want us all to think, oh my goodness, we're all going to get our backs up, we're all going to retaliate because this is what she's doing again? So is it going to make us talk about her more? And then all of a sudden, like, oh wow,
she's different.
Like, she's completely, you know, she's completely played us, you know what I mean? I just don't know.
Well, I hope
I've just never been one to sing her praises. Like, and I know that sounds awful, but I kind of mean it.
She's talented in a way. She's a great impersonator of Britney Spears. She's very, very well known for that. But when you come into a competition like this, you need to have range.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that she lacked in season 8. Can we also talk about her wig? She looks like she got a pompadour. Just popped it up. You know them wee pop-ups that you boost your quiff with?
Yeah.
She looks like she stuck one of them in the back, popped another wig over it and went, oh, that'll do. Wasn't feeling that.
I just was left like, did that just happen?
I physically can't take it seriously until I see the whole show and see what she brings in episode 1. Derek Barry, for me, at the minute, until we watch the show, is kind of the bottom of my pile following her entrance. Like, it just did not do anything for me whatsoever.
There, just for pure comedy factor, everyone should have just chased her out with shavers. Maybe the proof's in the pudding and she will surprise us all.
Yeah, she could prove us very, very wrong. She got to what, top 5 in season 8? So
yeah, she did. Dear. I actually think, like, the Tin Man still haunts me.
Next into the room was Mayhem Miller from season 10.
Yes.
What did you think?
Her wide-eyed gaze automatically got my attention. She was, like, directly looking in the camera, being like, there's where I'm at. She didn't even need right or left. They could have just, you know, just done one, you know, bye-bye, no need. And she just, like, I felt almost that she was, like, talking to me directly, like, as though that I needed to make this, like, this top place for her happen. Like, I was like, I will go and do whatever you need me to do. Just that stare is, like, wowzers.
Yeah, like, you can never fault Mayhem's makeup. She looks amazing.
Yeah, absolutely painted to perfection.
There has been some not controversy online at the minute, but some people have been bashing her for her entrance look because it was bought on Amazon. So she literally, after people had said this, she posted the side-by-side of where she bought it, and it was like $26 or something. Does it matter where it came from if she makes it look good? Like, it doesn't have to be $1,000 or $2,000.
Oh my goodness, no, that is just not acceptable. If I knew who these people were, they'd be put over my knee and getting a redder on the backside. I thought she just looked drop dead dazzling. I don't think there needs to be any explanation for where she got her, you know, her get up from. Like, leave it. Like, why are we being so pernickety? What a word, pernickety. And to all those who are hating, pernickety. That's what I like to say. I also, though, loved it was a real classic type of, you know, vibe that she was giving us with the red. I really did like the red. I actually loved the red. It was the only red I think we've had in the lineup, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
New red. Yes. Absolute siren. So standout.
And it suits her skin tone perfectly.
Definitely. Most indefinitely. And one thing that I absolutely loved about her was the black rubber glove look. So her trashing. It's obviously trash, yeah. Fashion, putting the two together. Trashing. It was, do you want to know something? It's actually like something that I would give my left bosom for. Honestly, like, I loved that glove look. It was because honestly, there was the glove look and then there was the sponge look. Remember the sponge look?
Or a sponge.
Oh my goodness. The sponge. I really hope that Mayhem like gives us all she's got, because I've actually always really liked her. Always had a soft spot. So
she seems so sweet in person.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's been consistently working. Like, give her this, that she's doing makeup for Celebrity Drag Race. You don't see it, but she's the one that's painting the faces.
Oh,
like, it's her, Chanel, and Layla McQueen are doing the makeup for the celebrities. It's not the mentors. They're not doing the makeup.
Right. Do you not see there's like almost, maybe I don't know when it's off scale with this, but like, do you not see almost like a family resemblance between Mayhem and Heidi in Closet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Mayhem and Kennedy Davenport had a baby, and that's Heidi.
Oh my goodness, and it's Heidi. Yes, hi to the D. Yeah, she probably says that a lot. But yeah.
So next we have, now this poor drag queen has been trying to get on All Stars since All Stars Bloody One, and now is her time on All Stars 5. It is Angina from season 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race, the Vaseline filtered season.
Yes, so because I obviously didn't really start my journey with these wonderful women, I didn't, I actually never saw, and this is hand on heart honesty, and honestly, I know, tut tut and a waggy finger, I actually didn't see season 1. I haven't seen any of it. So I know. Gas. Holy gosh.
It's on Netflix. You have no excuse.
It's on Netflix. No excuse. So I probably will get full fulfillment out of just having a wee looky see. Yeah. So I take it that she's taken a lot of inspiration from her origin.
It's a Filipino, traditional Filipino costume.
It was I honestly thought it was really breathtaking. I honestly did. It was one of my, it was actually in my top. I absolutely loved it.
She said that it weighed 15 to 20 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
That's a heavy ass costume. And like she says, she's teeny tiny.
I know, and she is like straight up and down, like, yeah.
For me, Angina, I loved Angina in season 1. I originally wanted her to win watching the season.
Okay.
She was funny. She was the first bald queen to come on the show. She very, very rarely wore wigs. She had that moment with the Viva Glam challenge in season 1 where she came out as HIV positive. So that was a very poignant moment in Drag Race history. Like, when would you ever think of a TV show, a reality TV show about drag queens would win Emmys?
I know, like, it's just,
and a lot of them,
it's world changing. It's in its own right. It's probably one of the most empowering things I have ever encountered and have ever let myself be a part of. And I'm just so pleased that, like, we're all joined, like, hand in hand, and like feeling like as though there's a change in movement.
Yeah.
And it's something to be so damn proud of. And
oh yeah,
you know, and I'm just glad that I obviously get to do this with you, with watching each season and seeing the astonishing growth from it. I just really think that it's something that everybody should be talking about. Everybody should get knowledge of it. Everybody should even have just a wee slight, you know, taste of what today and now is all about.
Yeah, I think it opens so many questions for people.
Yeah.
Like people that wouldn't necessarily be in the LGBT community, or people that wouldn't necessarily know a lot about drag or trans people, or just this the basic history of gay people.
Yeah.
It teaches you so much, and then it gives maybe younger audiences a window into this world.
I'm very proud to know now that, yeah, I probably can be open and not be as resentful towards my own sinister thoughts. You know, a while back, whenever I was still very kind of like indecisive with, I always knew I was different. I wasn't going to be different in a way of where that, like, I was always challenging myself, but I just knew that I was a bit just, you know, alienated. But I was okay being in my own capsule, but that capsule was fully landed within my own home. And I just never knew if I could really exert myself into being the loud and Joe Drama that you now know me as. But this is all thanks to having friends such as yourself, and obviously, and as your other half, Barry, and knowing that I have been in that community and being in that extended family of where the self-love was constantly there. You never had to like... You never almost had to like go searching. As soon as you were there, you knew you were accepted for who you were. And that's why that I love spreading the joy of letting people know that, like, if you want to be who you want to be, then be it. It's in the terms, it's in the contract, be it. Like, just do you, and never have like any, like, just don't have any doubts. The word doubt is like a, I don't know, like a play on word. Like it's just not really in my vocab. I don't doubt no more. So it's great.
I feel like you just give us a full RuPaul speech there at the end of an episode. I love it.
Can I get an amen? Doing yes. So.
Amen. Let's get back to Angina before we finish up. So did pretty well in season one. I think she won 2 challenges.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, for me and a lot of other people, she was wrongly eliminated in season one. She should have been there a lot longer.
Okay.
She has a lot of potential. I'm hoping this gives people a window into season one and the queens that were on there, and maybe it gives them a chance to potentially come on to All Stars in the future.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Angina does well, comes into the competition strong, and stays there for a while. And I feel sorry for her having to wear that costume that weighs 20 pounds for 16 hours.
Let's just root for the OGs, like the real OGs, you know?
So I have very, very high expectations for this season because it is a great cast.
Yeah.
Great cast.
I'm just looking forward to the unfolding of it all, you know?
As we close up, we're going to do something. We are going to write down who you think is going to be in the top 2, fold it up and keep it. And then when we get to the top 2, we'll see if we were right. We'll not tell each other who you think it is, but when we get to that episode,
we'll reveal it. Okay, so if we write this down and I am right, babysitting service for a year.
Sounds good.
Okay, fair dues. The inking has commenced. It has been written.
Mine. Done. Me too.
I have a funny feeling that we are polar.
We shall see. We shall see. But yeah, so that's kind of, that is our first episode of... All Stars 5 reviews.
Okay, fab reviews. I hope they're like, you know, read worthy. This has been honestly so much fun. I honestly have really enjoyed this, and it's just so good to actually hear my voice without the whinging responding back. So once, thank you so much for letting me have my mummy freedom. It's been absolutely lovely from start to finish.
Couldn't think of a better co-host to do this with. Like I said,
thank you.
You have the exact same enthusiasm for the show that I do.
I know.
You're the perfect person to do this with.
And bless you.
Like I said, the show starts, RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 5, June 5th on VH1, and we will be back the following week after the episode is aired with our first review of episode one.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Are we excited?
Oh my goodness, jazz handing as we speak.
Obviously, we will still be releasing our episodes every Friday. This coming Friday, we have Davina DeCampo from RuPaul's Drag Race UK, season one, the runner-up. And then the following week, we'll have Cheryl Hole from RuPaul's Drag Race UK, season one. Jordana, do you have some social media handles for the listeners to give you a little follow?
Instagram, it is Jordana _ EST1991.
Jordana _ establish. EST1991.
Yes. And on TikTok, because, like, you know what I mean? I am not...
Oh, we're on TikTok, are we?
TikTok as well, like, yeah. We are... So it's JOZEE91.
Mm-hmm.
JOZEE91.
Okay.
That's it.
And as always, you can follow me on Don't F It Up on Instagram, Kyle Devine Clark, all one word on Instagram, and... Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast because it does help a lot. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever you are, 5-star review, we'll send you kisses in the mail.
Lovely. Signed, sealed, delivered, and I'm yours. Anytime,
anyplace. Exactly. And don't forget, don't be afraid to share it with your friends. Anyone that you know that likes RuPaul's Drag Race, put it on their Alexa, put it on their TV, do something. Jordana, I want to say thank you very much for joining me today. And
you're welcome.
I will look forward to seeing you and recording our next episode in about a month's time.
Not a worry. I'll be more swollen than ever, but love you too.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.